Hey, it's John Reed back with the We Are VA Experts podcast. It's been a little bit since we've spoken to our resident real estate expert, Clayton Getz of Mission Realty. And Clayton, I'm so glad to get you back with us to talk about how things stand. How are you doing? Are you and your family safe and feeling good?
Yeah, we're doing great, John. We're hunkered down here in Hanover County.
Okay.
You know, so we're in the middle of you know, we got a little bit of land and so we're doing great. Thank you for asking.
Well, I always ask because I don't want to ignore something if an individual is having a problem. I do think, you know, I'm dismissive of a lot of this stuff, but if it hits you and your family, it's certainly something
for sure
you want to deal with. And I know you all at Mission have been very careful about how you're dealing with customers and the social distancing and recognizing some people have a great deal of anxiety and some people don't. So, hey, this is kind of a complicated question. Maybe, how is the Richmond market in general? Are people after the last several weeks of, let's be neutral about this, the disruptions of the last several weeks, are they anxious about selling their home or buying their home, or are the prices plummeting on Monument Avenue? Do you have any assessment of how things are looking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually a really interesting question, and you know, I think it, you know, that the recent events also, of course, coupled with COVID, John, and what's been, you know, what's been going on since, you know, March,
yeah.
You know, we really anticipated that the real estate market would, you know, not only in the city, but in Central Virginia would take a big hit. And the really interesting thing, when you take a step back and you just look at the data, at the facts, the really interesting thing that is that the biggest impact that recent events, but more so COVID-19, have had on the real estate market in Central Virginia and in Richmond is that home sellers have taken a step back compared to previous years. So home listings are down. And in fact, we are at a 1.8-month supply of available inventory, John, which means that if no houses hit the market for the next 1.8 months, we would sell out of all inventory in Central Virginia.
Really?
And that is an all-time low since they started tracking this data. So what does that mean? That means that if you are a home seller, when inventory is really, really low, historically low, but demand, which we can touch on in just a minute here, when demand is incredibly high, interestingly incredibly high, John, you know, kind of in spite of all of these events, demand to purchase is through the roof, all-time high. So that is driving prices up in Central Virginia and in the city. The average home price is now, the median home price, excuse me, is now at an all-time high in Central Virginia. So it's really astonishing.
I would have lost that bet, Clayton. I would have, I mean, my instincts would tell me the opposite, but that's the data you're seeing, huh?
Yeah, me too, and everybody else, but those are the facts. And it's, again, we've talked a lot about the perfect storm in the past, John, and this is the perfect storm in a good way as far as real estate is concerned. You know, I think it's important to acknowledge that a lot of folks are, you know, everyone's been impacted differently by recent events and by COVID, of course, and we always want to be respectful of everyone's situation. But as far as the real estate market is concerned, there's never been, just from a data standpoint, there has never, since they started tracking this data, there's not been a better time to list and sell a home. Now, when it's a really good time, historically good time to list and sell a home, it may or may not be the best time to buy a home because prices are moving up so aggressively and so fast. In fact, you know, coupled with all of this, mortgage rates last week fell below 3% for the first time in 50 years.
Wow!
So that's pushing, you know, buyers to that. That's increasing demand as well. So, yeah, John, it's as far as the housing market's concerned in Central Virginia and in Richmond, it's really strong. We need home sellers that if they're on the fence or they're not sure, we need home sellers to, if if they are considering selling this year, we need them to do it now.
Yeah. Well, that's a really interesting point, because I can imagine that the average person who's been in a house for 20, 30, 40 years, who's obviously pretty conservative if that's what they're doing, they're looking at all of this going, oh my God, this is not the time to jump into the market. But you're saying that's almost counterintuitive, the exact opposite.
Yes. Yes. It's the perfect, it's actually the perfect time, John, because if you wait until after the election, when we have no idea how the real estate market's going to respond, whereas right now it's very clear how the market is responding, and it's responding in a very positive way because of the historically low supply and very high demand, which is pushing prices up. Again, highest median home price all time since they started tracking it.
Wow.
Higher than the crazy market of 2005, 2006, 2007. Price per square foot, all time high. So now that we know today, right now, that if you list your home for sale, your odds of selling it for the highest price that it's ever been, you know, it's worth more today than it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what's going to happen post-election.
Yeah, right. Hey, let me ask you about something I mention when I talk about you every day. It's that instant cash offer. And I know for some of our listeners who are seniors and, you know, they've been through, maybe they've sold a house once or twice before in the past, and then they know what a pain it can be. And under normal circumstances, it can be a pain opening your door and having strangers come through, and you don't want them stealing stuff. And now, of course, you really are expected to stage the house. You know, you strip it of all of your individual things. You don't want a big poster of you with Bill Clinton on the wall or you with George Bush on the wall, because that alienates 50% of the audience right there.
Right.
For buyers. And they just don't want to do that. And so I've had a few people who've said, well, tell me about the instant cash offer. And since I've got you right here, what is that? And is that a good deal, especially when you think you could be making a lot of money if you go through all the rigmarole? How does that work for you all?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, we just discovered a while back, John, that people want options. And when you can sit down with them and say, you know, hey, well, here's one option. You know, here's what we believe we can sell your house for on the open market, for example. But by the way, we have a couple of unique, not one, John, by the way, we have a couple of unique instant buyer options, mm-hmm. where we can actually put not one, but multiple competitive cash offers in front of our clients within, you know, 48, 72 hours. And those cash offers, depending on who the investor is for that particular property, if it's a buy and hold investor, then the price is probably going to be higher than if it's someone that wants to turn that property around and flip it.
Mm-hmm.
But the important thing is that the consumer, the customer, has the option. Whereas, you know, previously, and we fell into this category as well, we only had one option. Here's the price. Here's what we think we can sell your home for. We've got to stage it. We've got to do, you know, we've got to, just like you would get a car ready to sell, we've got to shine this up like a pretty, you know, a new penny.
Right.
And now with the instant cash offer, you don't have to do any of that. So no, you know, you don't have to worry about inspections. You don't have to worry about showings. You just, you know, closing in as little as 2 weeks, all cash. And we have clients that call us specifically for that option. They just don't want to deal with all of the other stuff, and that's okay. And now they have that option.
Do they lose a lot of money by choosing that option, or does it just depend on the
situation? Yeah, it really depends. Like I said, if the investor, which may or may not be me, but if it's a buy and hold investor, then the price is going to be higher because that investor can hold on to that property and recoup their investment.
Yeah.
If it's a flip investor, then the price is going to be a little bit lower. But the customer, the client, gets to make that decision. And if the numbers don't make sense for them, then that's okay. We have the option of selling their house on the open market.
The traditional way.
We do, right. And we do really well with that also.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hear it all the time. Well, it's great to talk to you, Clayton. You do such a terrific job, and I follow you on Facebook, and you talk about all the positive things that are going on. Sometimes I just get stuck dealing with the negative things, but you have such a positive outlook on life that counts a lot to me. If you'd like to reach out to Clayton and the team at Mission Realty, and he's got a great team, I may not have mentioned this, but, you know, Clayton's the guy that found me the house that I'm living in the West End. So I can tell you that he's on it. It's Clayton Getz and the team at Mission Realty, brokered by eXp. You can find them at 545-4440, 545-4440, or online at soldinrichmond.com. Thanks, Clayton.
Have a great day, John.
You too.